I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. A federal court will revisit a lynching case that's been unresolved for more than 70 years. The court will hear arguments again on whether or not to unseal transcripts. Those transcripts are from grand jury proceedings in 1946 after two African-American couples, four people, were murdered. Activists reenact the crime every year at the Morris Ford Bridge near Monroe in order to keep attention on the fact that the case remains unsolved. The Savannah Harbor expansion project has reached another milestone. The Army Corps of Engineers announced this morning that a 59-day test of its Hutchinson Island dissolved oxygen injection system yielded better than expected results. It mixes Savannah River water at high pressure with pure oxygen, then returns the super oxygenated water to the river where tides and currents distribute it naturally. Injecting super oxygenated water into the Savannah River helps mitigate the loss of oxygen as the harbor is deepened, which will benefit the endangered short-nosed sturgeon and Atlantic sturgeon. Georgia has selected Deloitte Consulting to help the state develop federal health care waiver plans. Governor Brian Kemp says the company's proposal had a $1.92 million price tag under the $2.6 million budgeted. If approved by the federal government, the waiver could allow Georgia to adopt a more conservative expansion of Medicaid than is called for under the 2010 Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Georgia is one of several states that has not expanded Medicaid coverage. The Trump administration is reportedly considering a plan to house migrant children at Fort Benning Military Base near Columbus. GPB's Taylor Gant has more.
With tens of thousands of people already in custody, border stations are operating near capacity, which has led to a backlog of unaccompanied immigrant children. As part of the search for more space, the Department of Health and Human Services is planning to tour Fort Benning with defense officials. Georgia Senator David Perdue told the AJC that he was unaware of the visit, but that something must be done to ease the burden at the border. According to NBC News, at least seven children have died while in immigration custody since last year. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Georgia Power customers will be getting a credit on their bill this month thanks to tax cuts passed in 2017. The Atlanta Business Chronicle reports the average customer will receive a credit of about $18 on their June bill. This is the second of three bill credits issued by Georgia Power. The final one will be used in February. In all, Georgia Power will receive $330 million in credits from the federal tax cuts. And in sports, the Atlanta Braves defeated the Pittsburgh Pirates last night by a final score of 12-5. Josh Donaldson and Austin Riley each knocked in three runs for the Braves. Atlanta and Pittsburgh will square off again tonight. First pitch is at 7:05. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.